I am Spencer McCreary from the band Public Disco Porch. I graduated from Red Lion and then went out to the outskirts of Chicago proper and played basketball at Wheaton College.
Dripping oil, sweat, and sweet. I was laying there for weeks. It was torture on the floor, laying smoked up by the door.
Starting with Hick School, just tell me about that song.
The lyrical content was kind of pointing at my experience with going to a very hick school. Like, we had a ride your tractor to school day. But the love and, like, the kind of sweet nostalgia that comes with that kind of experience sometimes, even though it seems silly when you talk about it or you put the maybe derogatory term hick onto something, but, like, also be prideful in where you come from. If that's just, like, how you grew up, that's part of your story.
And then I love this song, Cured by a Powwow.
Yeah. One of our grandmothers is the epitome of what you would believe to be like a Christian woman or something. Yet she also had this book, A Long Lost Friend, because they powwowed.
To my mind.
Powwowing in central Pennsylvania is a thing. It has this like really spooky, like grimoire lore to it. And there's also like just interesting juxtapositions of this area that is steeped in Christianity, but still has this like spookiness to it.
Speak of your mind.
But I've been reading it and it is just cool. It's like how to make good beer. Here's like a handful of hops, a gallon of water, you know. And there's lyrics in that song that are kind of about aching for a well-tried plaster, which like you would make up this plaster to put on your face so that if you felt mortification, like if you were mortified by an event that happened that day, you would just rid yourself of it by doing like a face mask. People were using these things, still probably are using these things in some places, just to get through their day. So I'm not really like calling out one or the other. I'm just putting it into the light that isn't this interesting that like we live in the same space sometimes and don't even know it? Like there's no reason to be scared of your cultural stuff.
I saw that you had posted like a local songbook.
I have been pretty intentional about finding local bands that I just have adored. What I wanted to do is meet these people to have your ear on the soil of like what's going on, what are you guys doing, like what does the area need from a music song perspective? Do we care? Like I want to, and I think that there's a lot of people else that do. So that kind of stuff where it's, you know, people that are being intentional about their music song in places that maybe help the community just blossom.